Greetings. Today I'm in Portugal and I've had a wonderful time recording two new courses in Portuguese and a great time in two churches on the weekend. This again is a very fruitful trip. I've been ambushed by God's presence several times and I've seen the love of God at work. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28 and 29. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. We overcome the things that try to shake us in life by the power of the unshakable kingdom of God in our hearts. The unshakable kingdom is the fruit of God's manifest presence in our lives. Seeking God, finding Him, and living in and from His presence is essential to our journey in life. We must find God in our everyday lives to bring His supernatural presence into our everyday world. Exodus 3:1, now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. In the days of Moses in the wilderness, it was a dry and sometimes difficult place in taking care of Jethro's sheep. It was in that place that Moses had to discover the fresh presence of God in his life. Finding God's consuming presence in that place held the key to the authority in Moses' life as God's tool of deliverance for Israel. Exodus chapter 3, verses 2 through 4, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. God's presence in the bush inspired Moses to turn from what he had been doing to discover what God would have him be and do. He had to know that who he was would determine what he must do in life. His calling, testimony, and purpose could only be determined by the consuming presence of God in his life. When he turned to look, he heard God call, Exodus 3:5. Then he said, Do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. The ordinary life of Moses became a holy life of God's purpose by the presence of God in the place of his standing. Moses could not walk in shoes of human making. He had to stand upon the ground made by God's holy presence to take on a holy purpose of destiny. In the same way that Moses needed an encounter with God as his God, we need a constant encounter with God in our lives. We must all know that there is no separation between us and God. We also need to know that God and we live together in all things. Moses needed a transformation by the life-giving God of heaven to lead God's people into the same encounter in life. The deliverance of Israel from Egypt was more about becoming the testimony of the children of God upon the earth than about being freed from Egypt. This was but a shadow of what we live in as new covenant people of God. Being freed from a life of sin is only the invitation to become an expression of God's life-giving people upon the earth. God wants us to become heavenly powered from within. When we are empowered from within, we can do all things without. It is for this reason that Jesus baptizes, submerges us in the Holy Spirit and fire. When we live in the life of being submerged in Holy Spirit, we exhibit the heavenly testimony of God's life in our world. When we live a life of being submerged in God's fire, we reveal the qualities of being sons and daughters of God in our world. Holy Spirit makes us sent ones, angels of God's Spirit to our world. And God's consuming presence makes us ministers of God's life to our world. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.